Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Hard to believe, it's time once again for the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've loaded up the hour with news and features for farmers and producers of CJ Country. On the Farm with Jeff Ishii. Ag RadioNet Farm News with Tim and Tom. Dairy Radio Now and more, all on the way. So let's get it rolling with a visit to the American countryside.
In South Central Kansas, you'll find a place long important to Native Americans, a place where they, and later white settlers, would meet to discuss peace on the High Plains. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Medicine Lodge, Kansas has always had a strong tie to the Native American tribes that once made this area their home. John Nixon says there's a good reason for that.
I think because of the good hunting and the water at medicinal purposes, good timber and good place to hunt, we had a lot of buffalo.
But the area around today's town of Medicine Lodge, Kansas, was a special one for many years prior to European settlement.
The Five Plains tribes of Indians that met here over a two-week period, they signed three treaties between themselves. They had met at the confluence of the Medicine River and Elm Creek back in 1867.
The area was a sacred place to many tribes. The Kiowa, for instance, knew this stretch of the river for its high Epsom salt content. In the fall of 1867, the five tribes signed a peace treaty with the United States here. John even has an original copy of that document.
Back in 1867, there was 42 chiefs that signed this treaty. They took the original three treaties back to D.C., and they handwrote copies for each one of the chiefs. It took them a couple of years to do it. But I have one that was between the Cheyennes and the Arapahoes, one of those handwritten copies.
John purchased his copy from descendants of Chief White Rabbit. 7 years later, events gave rise to the establishment of what many would call a fort.
1874 is when they built the original stockade, which was downtown to protect the citizens from the Indians, because there was a few skirmishes and what have you.
A reconstruction of the stockade is today open to the public. The community has a peace treaty pageant every few years to commemorate the important meeting spot and the history that has occurred here. Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Soybean futures have been rallying on strength in soybean oil as it pulled the broader oilseed complex higher, signaling that energy and biofuel expectations, not a traditional supply and demand factor, have been the primary driver. Now, the move confirmed by parallel gains in canola, which reinforces that the rally was oil-led rather than soybean-specific. Advance followed weeks of heavy bearish positioning in soybean oil tied to uncertainty around the renewable fuels policy. And while no new federal announcements have been made, markets did appear to back away from worst-case assumptions on biofuel demand, which prompted short covering and renewed buying interest in vegetable oil markets. Soybean oil stocks remain historically tight. Renewable diesel capacity continues to expand. It's keeping long-term demand expectations intact. Stable crude oil prices also supporting the move, preventing margin pressure from intensifying across the biofuel sector. And canola strength, adding confidence that global vegetable oil balances are tightening, not just U.S. policy sentiment. Meal markets have been lagging. That underscores that the rally not tied to feed demand or export sales. So whether this rally holds really depends on continued strength in the global vegetable oil markets and clear policy direction in the coming weeks. Rural America adding population from 2023 through 2024, marking continued recovery from the pandemic-era downturn, signaling renewed economic stability across non-metro regions. Now, a new Rural America at a Glance report from USDA's Economic Research Service shows positive net migration driving growth, in particular in recreation-dependent counties, while key indicators like employment and poverty have largely returned to their pre-pandemic levels. Economic Research Service analysis finds non-metro employment rebounding to 2019 levels by the year 2024, and poverty rates returning to their pre-COVID conditions in 2023. Now, real median household income increasing recently, though gains remain more modest than those seen during the economic expansion prior to 2020. Financial indicators also improving. Counties with low debt-to-income ratios outnumbered high counties in 2024. In particular, across the Great Plains, suggesting greater balance sheet resilience in many rural areas. Brazil's expanding crop production continues to reshape global markets, raising competitive pressure for U.S. producers as the Southern Hemisphere growing season moves forward. William Maples is an extension economist. Mississippi State says early indicators from Brazil suggest another year of heavy export competition for soybeans, corn, and cotton. And the takeaway, large Brazilian crops are heightening the downside price risk if weather allows production to reach projected levels. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax. Proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. The proposed merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads would create the largest railroad in North America. But the Surface Transportation Board recently rejected the railroad's merger application, saying that it lacked critical information. I'll have more when we come back. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. On January 16th, the Surface Transportation Board announced a unanimous decision that the merger application filed by Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern is incomplete because they said it does not contain certain required information. The formal application was filed on December 19th of last year, but since it was determined to be incomplete, the STP rejected it without prejudice, meaning Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern can refile a revised application fixing the deficiencies identified in this decision. The board made clear that the decision to reject the application was based solely on its incompleteness and should not be read as an indication as to how the board might ultimately assess any revised applications. The concerns of the Surface Transportation Board centered on two key deficiencies. First, they said the application lacked sufficient analysis on the merger's competitive impact, including future market share projections and anticipated changes to market conditions. Second, the railroads failed to provide complete copies of contracts and written instruments related to the transaction, information that's needed to assess whether the merger would harm competition. Mike Steenhook, the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, noted the Surface Transportation Board's decision, saying, quote, "We applaud the STB for insisting on a complete application that includes all of the necessary information required by federal code. Given the significance of this proposed merger, it's essential that the review process be thorough, transparent, and by the book." For agricultural shippers, the proposed merger remains deeply divisive. Some shippers support the merger, pointing to the prospect of increased fluidity and efficiency of rail service from one part of the country to the other. However, others oppose the proposed merger, concerned that further consolidation in the rail industry will result in a reduction of competition among railroads and could lead to increased rates and diminished service. This proposed merger would create a railroad with combined annual revenues of nearly $40 billion, significantly larger than any other railroad in North America. I'll be back with more after this.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
If the merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads does get finished, pressure will likely increase for BNSF and CSX to pursue their own consolidation, which could ultimately result in just two U.S.-based Class 1 railroads with coast-to-coast service. For ag shippers who depend on rail to move their products to market, this merger is worth watching. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk when we return.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Strong milk production coming on the heels of the first year in many where we saw lower production has been a driver of the milk markets for the last several months. September to November 2025, production was up 4% year over year and 4.9% on a milk solids basis. That huge amount of milk driving increased production, outpacing domestic demand, and exports not really enough to sop that up either. Butter, anhydrous milk fat, and cheese export growth have provided some relief, but excess supply are continuing to weigh on producer prices. We saw more Class 3 price losses last week. As milk prices fall, feed costs are actually on the rise. National Milk Producers Federation say they anticipate that DMC payments will fall below the $9.50 100 coverage level in December, continue at even lower levels into this year. Consumer Price Index held steady at 2.7% in December. Grocery prices did rise 2.4%, with retail dairy product prices moving in the opposite direction, falling in December compared to a year ago. Commercial use of most dairy products fell slightly year over year as food service foot traffic has fallen and retail gains are not enough to bridge that gap. While still positive, domestic commercial use has decelerated in recent months, especially as products heavily affected by food service, like cheese and butter, are seeing weaker sales. Quick service restaurant foot traffic fell throughout all of last year, declining 2% in the fourth quarter alone, with retail volumes not fully compensated for food service losses in some dairy products. Demand for protein, particularly in the form of whey proteins and ready-to-drink beverages, has helped to drive the growth in skim solids composition, but nevertheless, it's a challenge.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
National Corn Growers Association said they were furious after last week's new development on E15. House of Representatives advanced a $1.2 trillion funding package that omitted the language allowing consumers across the nation to access fuel blends with 15% corn ethanol, commonly known as E15. That intensified frustration across farm country and with the renewable fuel sector. For corn growers, it underscored the widening gap between congressional action and what producers say is needed to stabilize markets and protect farm profitability. Supporters of E15 argue that the fuel provides higher octane, lower emissions, and a domestically produced energy option while creating critical demand for U.S.-grown corn. Year-round nationwide access had been repeatedly stalled in Congress. That forces growers to rely on temporary waivers or seasonal allowances rather than permanent statutory certainty. The omission comes as new research highlights what's at stake for corn-producing states especially. Recent study showed that without immediate passage of nationwide year-round E15 and access to ultra-low-carbon ethanol markets, like sustainable aviation fuel and marine fuel, Iowa alone would remain on a downward trajectory for their corn and ethanol industry. Economic pressure helped explain the intensity of the reaction to the House funding bill. Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa and some other Midwestern lawmakers threatened to block movement of the funding package without an agreement on year-round E15. But after some late-night negotiations, leaders agreed to establish a working group focused on ethanol policy rather than include the E15 language directly in the bill. That made corn growers even angrier after saying it's been discussed and negotiated, and now they're being left out to dry.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
Sunday nights, travel back in time with CJ Country.
Remember the 80s and 90s with Retro Country USA from 8 to 10 p.m.
Big Steve Kelly will conjure up memories from the decades of country music you loved. You can't go back again. Retro Country USA. On Western New York, CJ Country.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We know the hard work and dedication it takes to run an agricultural operation. But did you know that Farm Credit Loan Officers can tailor a financial package to fit the needs of your operation and help you reach your business goals? Are you ready to add a reliable financial resource to your team? Visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Today we have a special report from the American Farm Bureau Federation on the farm economy.
The farm economy continues to struggle in 2026, and farm groups are calling on Congress to act. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said many farmers are underwater financially.
Farmers are facing extreme economic pressure right now. They're dealing with low commodity prices, elevated input costs, and ongoing market uncertainty. And this sustained pressure has led to losses approaching $100 billion nationwide across the farm economy.
Glenn said farmers and ranchers are grateful for the economic assistance in the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, but it's only the first step. Farm Bureau led a coalition in sending a letter to congressional leaders outlining the need.
We called on Congress to act immediately to provide economic support to fill in the gap of remaining losses. And in addition to short-term assistance, Congress must pass year-round E15, which will support the farm economy and long-term farm viability.
Farm Bureau members have sent over 12,000 urgent messages to Congress outlining the severity of the situation, and Glenn said keep those messages coming.
As lawmakers consider the government funding package by month's end, it is critically important that they continue to hear from farmers across the country about these priority issues, the need for economic assistance and year-round E15.
Send a message to your elected officials today by visiting fb.org/action-center. Chad Smith, Washington.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Today we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Monterey, Virginia. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WVLS FM 89.7 in beautiful Monterey, Virginia. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, build a nest egg, but don't forget to fix an omelet every once in a while. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
ELAP covers losses due to an eligible adverse weather or loss condition, including eligible compensation for feed and grazing losses. The Emergency Forest Restoration Program provides funding to restore privately owned forests damaged by natural disasters. The Tree Assistance Program provides financial cost-sharing assistance to qualifying orchards and nursery tree growers to replant or, where applicable, rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines. The Emergency Conservation Program provides emergency funding and technical assistance to farmers, ranchers to rehabilitate farmland damaged by natural disasters. The Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to protect against disasters that result in lower yields, crop losses, or prevent crop planting. Producers must have obtained their NAP coverage for the year in which the loss occurs.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ Country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier. The guys and gals with the cows.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome once again to Inside Dairy. We're going to catch up to date with Cheryl Meschke. Cheryl's president and CEO of AMPI. Now, she and I spoke back during World Dairy Expo about export opportunities for dairy products in the Midwest.
Though we're 95% domestic market, U.S. market, we realize that now with 18% of the milk destined for an export home, that is the quickest growing market. And so to tap that, we in 2020 did a very strategic focus on partnering with in-country distributors to grow our exports, again, on a very personal level. So we're now at about 5% export.
Okay.
It's not based on cheapest, which oftentimes is when exports pick up, when the U.S. is at the lowest price point. Instead, we're exporting value-added items like sliced cheese and shredded cheese. and items that can be a consistent buyer, albeit outside the U.S., for our dairy farmers. So a very good example would be in our Portage, Wisconsin plant, just down the road from World Dairy Expo. About 20% of that product today leaves our borders.
Stick around. We've got more coming up in just a moment as we continue the conversation about export opportunities for dairy products with Cheryl Meschke, President and CEO of AMPI. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy. Continue to speak with Cheryl Meschke, President and CEO of AMPI, as we talk about what they're looking for in niche products of dairy from the United States.
Really easy example would be we have a relationship with an in-house, it's an in-market distributor in China. And so our slices are most often destined for American chains, Shake Shacks in Shanghai, for instance, who know the quality of the product from the U.S. and know that it is it can excel in that environment.
For you, what excites you about having the opportunity to sit on a stage at World Dairy Expo during a forum with other panelists and talk about what's important to you?
What excites me is we're owned by dairy farmers, and so we see everything through the lens of our dairy farmer owners. Every decision we make, my team at work would often quote me saying, it's all dairy farmer dollars. Any decision we make, it's all dairy farmer dollars. And so to convey what these various policy moves might mean to the reason we all exist, dairy farmers, that's what excites me. That's why I'm here. We're seeing renewed support for full-fat dairy products versus the no-fat, low-fat. I mean, full-fat is what I grew up on. I grew up on whole milk.
And shake in the can.
Absolutely. American cheeses, what we produce at AMPI. And we know they taste best.
Joining me today was Cheryl Meschke. Cheryl is the president and CEO of AMPI. And that's Inside Dairy.
The CJ Country FM Network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork report with Daryl Anderson.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. Let their story unfold and gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. Hire Skills First. Learn why at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Farmers have lost money by renting land to grow row crops in recent years. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Raising corn or soybeans on rented land the past few years has led to red ink for many Illinois farmers. Gary Schnitke is an ag economics professor at the University of Illinois.
Rental farmland has provided negative returns for the past several years, and 2025 we're projecting a positive return, but that is built on $100 of federal program payments.
Schnitke's colleague Nick Paulson says part of the problem is that corn prices are below $5 a bushel and soybeans are around $10 a bushel.
Many farmers basically kind of hope for a break even in most years, but really waiting for the small number of years where we really hit those home runs and have some of those high returns. The problem right now with this philosophy is, when will those high income years happen again?
Paulson says farm income is tied more to controlling costs than getting higher prices.
Marketing strategies is not where we see the differentiation between the farms that do well and the farms that don't do so well in relative terms. So, you know, everybody did good in 2022, but some did better. Those farms that do better, in the data we look at for Illinois farms, it's the farms that have their cost side under control.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry, to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots beyond the original, built to perform.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, snow showers likely, mainly between 8 a.m. and noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 14. Tonight, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 2, wind chill as low as minus 10. For Tuesday, snow showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 12, wind chill as low as minus 15. Currently, the Genesee County Airport at 7, feels like minus 14.
American Cattle News. Well, markets tumbling on Friday. What happened? More after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bro?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures, takes a look at how markets closed Friday.
Futures had an impressive start to the year, staging a nice orderly rally over the last 2 weeks, but today that got derailed a little bit with live cattle and feeder cattle getting hit hard and giving back a decent chunk of those gains. Now earlier in the session, March feeder cattle, they were trading a limit down, which is 925. What caused all that volatility and selling pressure? Well, there were some rumors circulating earlier this morning that there may have been screwworm detected in the United States, but that was not confirmed and was not on the USDA Screwworm Update website. There were also some headlines from the Commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture, Sid Miller, who gave a stark warning to cattle producers saying, quote, get ready for screwworm to enter the United States. And so, though there may not be any confirmed cases, some analysts suggest that this was just enough of a reminder that there is still headline risk out there, and that was enough to take some air out of these markets ahead of the long weekend. Now, this is a little bit of a sell-off here in today's trade. This comes on the back of about a 20% rally off of the recent lows. And again, that's been in a very orderly fashion. Looking at the RSI, the relative strength index prior to today's sell-off, that was at about the highest levels since October. Then looking at overall volatility prior to today's session, that was at about the lowest levels. The CME CVOL for live cattle and feeder cattle at the lowest level since about October when we started to really peak out in live cattle and feeder cattle. So some interesting developments in that market, certainly going to be something to keep a very close eye on as screwworm becomes kind of front and center stage again.
Well, at the end of the week, cash trade 233 to 234, dress 365, American Cattle News.
Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Friday. Corn futures higher with March up 6.5 at 4.30.5. May gained 5.75 to 4.38, and December up 3.5 at 4.55.25. March soybeans were up 3.75 to 10.67.75. May gained 3.25 at 10.79.5. November up 4.75 at 10.82. Chicago March wheat up 14 to 529.5. May gained 12.5 at 539. In Minneapolis, the spring wheat March was up 1.25 at 575. May up 1.5 at 586.75. In the hard red winter, March was up 15 to 540.75. May gained 14.5 at 550.5. Cotton futures in the red with March down 7 points at 63.81, May off 1 at 65.48, July down was unchanged at 66.97. Back in Chicago, February live cattle up 252.5 to 234.90, April up 210 to 236.92.5, June was up 160 at 232.50. March feeders up 90 at 360.17.5, April up 80 to 358.75, May gained 57.5 to 356.05. February lean hogs were off 12.5 to 88.35. April down 17.5 to 96.17.5. May down 22.5 to 99.55. The class 3 milk February up 34 cents to 15.34. March was up 45 cents to 15.66. Crude oil ended $1.88 higher at $61.24 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones lost 285, ending at 49,098. The NASDAQ was up 65 to 23,501. The S&P up 2 at 69.15.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.